listener production.
Hello, Adam Hemmings with your news briefing. A group of Perth school students are being offered counselling after a school camp tragedy. An abseiling instructor fell to his death yesterday in front of children at Bride's Cave in Borinup near Margaret River. Sergeant Simone Taplin says the 53-year-old couldn't be revived and the students returned home last night.
The children were in shock and not really understanding of what had occurred, so it was important that we had that conversation with them to explain what had happened and that we had support networks in place for them should they need them.
Firefighters are working to gain the upper hand on a blaze burning near Gingin. It's yet to be contained or controlled, with a watch and act alert in place for Yill Nature Reserve and the western part of Coonabidgee. Officials say there remains a possible threat to lives and homes in the area. A car ploughed into the front wall of a home on Renault Street in Cannington overnight, with the driver and the family inside the property escaping injury. Residents say it's a dangerous intersection and the neighbouring property was hit just months ago. South Australia's Premier says political point scoring has no place in the debate about where to store nuclear waste from the AUKUS submarines. Both WA and Victoria want it sent to Woomera. Peter Malinauskas says the decision should be informed by what's in the national interest.
I think that this decision of the federal government needs to be done in a thoughtful, considered way, and it should be free of domestic political concerns.
In sport, West Coast will play in stifling heat tomorrow against North Melbourne and the Marvel Stadium roof will be closed for the game. The AFL has activated its heat mitigation rules with a temperature to hit 37 degrees in Melbourne. And Fremantle is preparing to face former coach Ross Lyon and his new St Kilda team on Sunday. Dockers coach Justin Longmuir believes Lyon has changed his style.
I'm sort of expecting him to be different. He's been 3 years out of the game and I think he's a pretty astute guy, so he would have been looking at the trends. He would have adjusted.